There was a new round of violent rhetoric from North Korea today, the government claiming it has powerful striking ability and is on standby for a missile launch. It's the latest threat from North Korea's young leader Kim Jong-un. In response, South Korea is increasing surveillance and security. A spokesman for South Korea's defense ministry today saying the country can defend itself against a North Korean missile strike with its Patriot missile defense system. Secretary of State John Kerry is heading to the peninsula. The BBC's John Sudworth is there in Seoul. He filed this report on how North Korea's threats are being interpreted.
North Korea, it seems, should either be viewed with fear or a wry smile.
Hans Briggs, what is the car?
Hans Briggs? Oh, no! Oh, hello, great to see you again, Hans.
Few have parodied the North Korean leadership better than Paramount Pictures' Team America World Police, directed by Trey Parker. Over the years, the temptation to portray the country as mad, bad, or both has been irresistible, and that hasn't changed with the new leader, unveiled to the world a little more than a year ago. Kim Jong-un has inherited not just power from his father, but also an equally easy-to-parody physical appearance with his round frame and dictator-chic haircut. But some observers suggest, rather than laugh or tremble, we'd do better to understand. John Swenson Wright is a senior fellow at the think tank Chatham House.
I think it's partly the physical appearance of the new young leader. He doesn't look like a serious actor. At the same time, this is a state which emphasizes its theatrical presentation. So whether it's soldiers goose-stepping in the center of Pyongyang or the very strident rhetoric we hear from their propaganda machine, this looks comical, but this is a very agile diplomatic chess player and we should take it very seriously.
North Korea's chessboard is stacked against it. It's found itself stranded by history and surrounded by enemies, its bitter rival South Korea and the old colonial power Japan, both backed by American nuclear weapons. So the young Kim has the same singular purpose as his father and grandfather before him, regime survival. The nuclear weapons program, the threats and tension, are all seen as ways to strengthen the country's hand.
This is a guess, and the guess is based on what a lot of other people are guessing. No one really knows what North Korean leadership is up to.
But as a person, Kim Jong-un is, of course, still an unknown quantity. Blaine Harden is an author and journalist who writes about North Korea.
He's young, he's callow. He needs to prove his bona fides as a strong leader, a strong protector of the purity of the North Korean nation. So these threats are for internal consumption, to beef up his support inside Pyongyang, among the elite, and with the population.
That project is in full swing, with the cult of adulation played out daily on state TV. Kim Jong-un is also showing himself to be a chip off the old block in another regard, as a master of political theatre, well demonstrated by the invitation to the US basketball star Dennis Rodman to visit Pyongyang. The result, a lasting friendship, it seems.
He's proud. His country like him. Not like him. Love him.
Yes.
Love him. And guess what?
The
guy's awesome.
In reality, of course, North Korea is not funny at all, certainly not for many of its hungry, browbeaten citizens. But many observers believe that nor is it all that dangerous. Like his father before him, the new man at the top is unlikely to start a war he knows he will lose.
That report from the BBC's John Sudworth in South Korea. And by the way, with the Koreas in mind, where are we on nuclear arms? Tomorrow we'll speak with a representative of the Center for Arms Control and Proliferation. Is this the wrong time to push reducing arms as North Korea ratchets up? We'll ask. That's tomorrow. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.